Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Caitlin Brodnick. I love scams and I love you. Guys, welcome to another amazing episode. This episode was so much fun to do. It was so fun to prepare for, fun to watch, and then fun to talk about it and not talk about it at all. This week we have amazing comedian, artist, dancer, mother, Suni Reyes, who's just one of my closest friends. We were on sketch teams together at UCB. She's been performing forever. She performs all over New York City. She's doing a bunch of stand-up now. We met years ago in the beginning when we were starting comedy together, and then we were lucky to work on Two Teens together at sketch, and she's so smart, and I've learned so much from her. She's lovely. You guys can see her. I linked all of her links in the show notes. Listen to her, watch her stand-up. It's brilliant. And I just can't say enough great things about her. And I want to thank all you guys for listening, because this is such a fun episode. And, you know, what is the scam at Weekend of Bernie's? You know, we'll never know. This week, we watched Weekend of Bernie's. It was bonkers. Enjoy! Welcome to ScamWell Podcast. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Suni, you're crushing it. You're doing stand-up and you have your show. Can you tell us about your show?
OMG. I'm bringing comedy to Queens, to the Queensboro, baby.
Finally.
I love this so much. It is a really cool restaurant here in Jackson Heights. And I literally went to the owners. I was like, hello.
I love it.
I live around the block and there is no comedy here. Do you want me to make your people laugh? Oh, and they were like,
great question.
They were like, right. And they were like, sure, we trust you. I was like, no, I'm a professional. Like, I've been doing this. And they were like, all right, let's do this. And we started it last year. I think it was September.
I love it.
And people came and they laughed and they were like, okay, we'll do it again. And now it's a thing that this is our, for Mother's Day, we're going to have our fifth show. I had a little bit of a hiatus after Omicron took over.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Life.
Everybody
it was
did.
It literally took over my life.
Did you have it?
It was bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember your post. I remember reading that.
It was long COVID. I literally stopped coughing about like 2 months ago. It was horrendous. And I thought it was over again. But now we're starting to see the sun. And yeah, like the last show, people were like so... like, you need to bring this back, like, more often. I'm like, I know. We took a hiatus, but I'm back.
I also need an assistant, and I need 10 grand. So
hello
that out for me, and then I'll see
right?
you next week. I need a stylist.
They're like, this is great.
I need a camera person, maybe? A lights? Like, my God. Everybody acts like it's so easy.
I'm bringing my own lights. Like, my own, like
yes.
Lights. My
your table
I'm bringing,
lamps.
Yeah, because there's no spotlight. It's a restaurant. So I'm, like, carrying lights, you know, to the
You're,
place.
You're, like, plugging in the kitchen. Like, can you not use the blender right now because we're shooting some funny jokes?
Listen. We're going to have stories. Then I'm going to go to whoever is a late show host. I'm going to go in and see, like, I started, in the kitchen.
Brought my own table lamps.
Right. But I'm so happy that you're joining us for the All Mothers lineup.
I can't wait. Hello. It's so funny. Oh my God. It's so funny too, Suni, because I know everyone's jokes are going to be like, whoa, the pandemic. But my jokes are so specific to, like, I don't talk to people anymore. So that's all my jokes are about. How weird I am.
Girl, you never know. I'm right there with you. I'm like, I truly just come out for this show. I'm in my house.
That would be what I do.
I'm in my house 24/7. And it's an excuse to actually go see people.
I know. And it's so funny. I don't think I need people. Then I see people and I'm like, oh my God, I really miss you. And I have all these feelings. I used to get, in the beginning of COVID, I get really sad after meeting up with friends because I'm like, we've missed so much time together. Now the sadness just is like a smooth creek that runs through my life.
This is now the new normal. Okay. Yeah. No, it is completely insane. I think I've made some new friends.
Ooh.
From, being online or whatever. But I am terrified of meeting them in person.
Oh, of course. Of course. Oh my God, without a filter? Of course. I don't want to meet anyone online that I met in person. That was horrible. Yeah. When we had that, the Screw You Cancer, when we had like the boob documentary come out, I was like, I can't see anyone in person now. That was like showing me like after surgery. And I still was like, I don't know how I'm going to look in person.
Oh, no. Terrified. I don't know what to do. I don't know their level of comfort with like handshakes, hugging. Are you going to take off your mask? Are we going to just look, stare into each other's eyes into eternity?
You know, all of that probably. Probably. And make sure you narrate the whole thing. Like, now I will be taking off my mask because I'm slightly more comfortable. Now I'll be blowing my nose in this handkerchief. I do not have COVID. Just talk it through. And then they'll probably be comforted because they're worried also the whole time.
I know. Some people are over it. Like, I'm still, I had long COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still kind of like, I don't want to have this thing ever again. Mm-mm. And I hear that people can get it twice. So I was just like, I don't want this. And then I have these friends that are like, I'm over it. I'm not wearing a mask ever again. Forget it. Everyone has had it. We're good. I'm like, you don't know what it is to almost die in your sleep. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have the trauma that we've all been going through. Lewis hasn't been vaccinated yet. So people invite me for things. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to a concert, But guys, today our scam. our summer of scam movies is Weekend at Bernie's. Whoa.
Wow.
What a colonizer dream that is. What a bunch of white honkies that one is.
What is going on?
What a fucked up movie.
The 80s were wild, baby.
The 80s were insane. Also, so the premise of this movie, if you haven't heard, is this guy Bernie, this millionaire, who's a hard partier. He owns a company. He runs around. He is dead the majority of the movie, but people are propping him up to look like he's alive. And a series of things happen. And what's the whole basis behind this is that Bernie's such a hardcore partier that they're used to seeing him basically lifeless. They're like, Bern, what's up? Bernie. Bernie Lomax. You look dead every day. What's different?
See you at the party. Okay.
Oh, my God. What did you think about this insanity?
I mean, I was very young when this came out. And I don't remember watching the whole movie. Back then, I remember there were like reruns or.
Playing on TV.
Like it was something on TV. And first of all, I'm from Puerto Rico. I saw all of these movies dubbed in Spanish.
Okay.
So,
good.
So I clearly don't even, like sometimes you don't really get the full gist of it.
Right.
But I remember I caught like maybe like a half hour of it. And I didn't understand, like, is this guy dead or alive?
The whole time.
Yeah, I was like, what is, and I was very young. I was like, what is this? It was supposed to be something funny. And I'm like, this is not, what is going on? Like, what's the point of this?
Creepy. It actually isn't very funny. It's so creepy.
It is so creepy to see, like, all these rich white people so distracted about real life that they can really tell life from death.
Exactly.
Like, is that really how it is at the Hamptons?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never been. I've never been invited. I'll never go. It's too far away.
I'm like, how is this? Not even that kid that was at the beach.
Oh, the kid who was giving the middle finger?
The kid that...
What a piece of shit.
The kid, he came to like bury him, like, oh, can I bury you in sand? And like, sometimes kids know what's what, you know? Mm-hmm. And not even this kid knew that this guy was not... So I was like, so whoever wrote this was in a very, very...
drugged up state.
I think so. Like, it was completely insane. Also, what truly bothered me was the bad acting.
Oh, yeah.
The best actor was the dead guy. Like, he
yes,
killed
Sunny.
It.
He was
he
amazing.
He killed it. He was... I was like, oh my God, give him an Oscar. This is the most insane...
I was like, here he is. He's like Commedia dell'arte. He is,
oh my God,
falling all over the place. He is doing controlled falls left and right. His body is flipping.
Physical comedy genius.
Gold.
Like gold. Mwah. Physical comedy. He just, the smirk that he had. And
the
he
whole
kept,
time, a dead smirk. He was dead and smirked and it worked.
Honey, he never blinked once. He didn't never. Blink. I've seen people on Law & Order blinking when they're full
he
on
he didn't breathe.
Dead.
Like he did, he was incredible. Bernie, if you want to like be an intro into clowning, you know, and not watch anything besides Weekend at Bernie's, it's a great course. It's a great
It's a great
course.
101 physical comedy. Get your stuff together before you open your mouth. Yeah. It is because the actors, I was
no,
like,
not
what?
Good. They're like these little pretty boys. You know?
That was so bad. The girl was, she was good. She was decent. But the two, they were like, I hate these. Like, this is how probably every Hollywood movie was done right before the 2000s, babe. But it's always this like speech pattern of like yelling. No, this is what we're gonna do. Come on, we gotta go to the beach. Oh, where is? And it's always like this. Come on, are you kidding me?
Wow, that's amazing. That's, you should have been the voice dubber for that in all the Spanish languages because you crushed it.
Whenever something insane happened, it was like no truth to it, no base, no feelings. It was like, it was really bad acting.
Yeah. Also, all the side characters were like really goofy, foppish, very feminine rich men going, like putting the moves on the young boys. That was the only side character. It was either like a hot babe in a bikini. She didn't speak. And then the people that spoke were like, I'm fancy and gay and could give you a cork up the ass or whatever they were saying. Like they were like very, very suggestive. I was like, those are the two types of people? I guess
it's
so.
Crazy. Yeah, like that first scene when he's like plop on the couch and, you know, with his arms out, like.
At this point, he's dead.
He's dead. He's dead.
He's dead the whole time, but no one knows.
How no one, like.
Doesn't he start smelling?
Ew.
Right, he washed up into the ocean. He fell into the, I was like, a crab has to be climbing up his pants by now. Like something has to happen. Nature has to take over at a point.
Oh my God, okay, speaking of nature. I've never seen the sea return something she took. Like, the sea takes things and she doesn't give it back.
Too bad, bitch. Your wedding ring is gone.
It is gone. You never see the beach. Just the sea takes something and just like, here's a full dead body. I'm going to return it to you.
Oh, my God.
And somehow they went back to the beach.
So Bernie got thrown off a balcony, as you do when you're a dead body. He was pushed around in a wheelbarrow, like, chair. It was confusing. He got pushed out. He got washed off to sea. And then in a makeout scene, he washes right back in, which is like good timing, you know, for the comedy of the scene, but not realistic. The most unrealistic thing was that the sea gave him back.
Yeah,
she was even like, I don't want this smelly old greasy man.
And somehow they went back to the house to be like, we gotta go rescue him. And then another like half hour went by.
Yeah.
And he's still by the shore, like he was not washed away.
No,
that entire time
he could have been in another country by then. Like Bernie, he should have been at the bottom with the fishes.
It could have been shark meat. Mm-hmm. What is it, shark food?
Yeah. Sleeping with the fishes right away.
Like, oh, right away.
And it's so okay, so this movie too is just a series of liars. It starts out with just like a series of people that are lying in under 30 minutes. I counted 5 scams already. We didn't Bernie wasn't even dead yet. And I had 5 scams. These are the scams in the beginning. Money laundering, spoiler, by Bernie, $2 million. Right. The mob, his friends, are scamming because they say they're working in parking lots and real estate, but they're still murdering. Bernie is screwing the mob's girlfriend. So he's with that bichota.
Hello.
Okay. One of the boys says his parents died to get into a girl's pants. And then his dad shows up in his underwear. And then Bernie's also planning to murder Suey the boys. Like, there's so much happens in the beginning. And it's like, these are psychopaths. Nothing is normal.
Nothing is normal. But also the scam, to correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. I thought they were trying to make this like New York City. And I'm like, this is a scam. This is LA. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like East 52nd Street. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, no one hangs out at East 52nd.
No.
I think those buildings were in New York.
I love when they were on the date in the Lower East Side or something. And the garbage truck's like, hey, throw her in here. And I was like, that's how they treated women in the 80s. They're like, is she valuable or trash? I have a truck. Tell me.
Right. But I think it's LA. I want to do research on it because I truly think it was in New York. I mean, yeah.
I believe you.
Like, I don't know. It gave me LA vibes.
Yeah, it did look like Malibu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gave me LA vibes all the way. I'm like, scammers.
Everything is. And the funniest character, so there's the mob boss whose girlfriend is screwing Bernie. She screws him when he's dead. She doesn't even notice the difference, which is like, okay.
All right. That bothered me a lot.
That was so disgusting.
That bothered me a lot.
So disgusting. Well, like, I guess they were trying to say she's so drunk that like she's used to just being in doing it herself. I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Maybe.
It was disgusting.
But it was disgusting.
The character I liked the most was the mob boss's henchman who had a mental breakdown throughout the movie. Okay, so he was supposed to kill Bernie. So Bernie goes and has dinner with the mob and he says, so these guys, I can't pay you back right now because these two young kids that work for me figured out that I've been skimming $2 million out of the bank. They thought they were like coming in to save him. And it turns out it was Bernie who was stealing it. So he tells the mob guy, and the mob guy's like, we don't do that anymore. He said, you got to kill these two young guys. So Bernie goes off. The mob guy knows he's screwing his girlfriend. And then the mob guy, the boss, says, let's just kill Bernie. So his henchman comes in, does a flawless murder. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Gorgeous murder.
I was like, ooh.
Beautiful.
That is art.
He comes in with a deep neck V tank top in periwinkle, looking so perfect for the Hamptons in the 80s, in a cream suit, meets Bernie, asks him for a cigarette. As Bernie turns, he just stabs him with a little needle of death and then plants drugs on him. Perfect. Seamless. No one notices. He leaves and puts on a priest's collar so that for some reason, if anybody was like, where'd that weirdly like waxed periwinkle guy go? They're like, nope, now he's a priest. And Bernie's dead right away. But because of the series of events, they don't think he actually did a good job. And then you see this killer go through the biggest disappointment of his life. Like, he's so upset. He keeps trying to go back to kill him. He keeps getting, like, they keep hoisting Bernie up, using his hands like puppets, like waving. And this poor killer just wants Bernie dead. And I just want Bernie dead, too. Like, I'm actually on his side. I'm like,
I just wanted closure. And I didn't get it all the way to the end. I was like, why are they doing this to me?
You don't get it. Because there's no closure.
Is it? No, for real?
There's a Weekend at Bernie's, too.
Oh my God.
So we have to watch next.
No.
Like, how old is this body? How long has it been hanging around?
That is disgusting. Is it No way.
Is the secret? There's a Weekend at Bernie's too. It's just as disgusting. But I would watch to see that actor flop around again because he did such a good job.
But that is insane. Where's the science in this? There's no science.
There's no science. There's no like, science. No Everything science. Else is pretty grounded except for the dead body that was like so buoyant. You know.
But again, it's so funny because he was like the one thing that was not real, but he did the most real acting.
Yes. The best. The best.
It's really insane how people were so coked up in the 80s, though. Like, I was like, wow. That party was like that girl that came and sat next to me. You got something for me?
Yes.
And she just went into his pocket and took the entire Ziploc bag full of Coke.
Yeah.
She's like, thanks. Yeah. What?
Why
and
not?
He's the only one. And he's the only one that died. Like no one else had no one else OD.
Well, you hoped that one foppish guy did, and then he woke up. You hoped that one guy died, but he didn't. It was incredible, and also they did such a good job of selling, like all the supporting actors and like all the extras. It's such a good job being like, this is what the Hamptons is in the '80s. That I do think that is what the Hamptons were like in the '80s. If you said Weekend at Bernie's is a documentary about rich people in the 80s, I would say, yeah, they looked so realistic. Yeah. such ease of just being the most obnoxious, carefree.
Right. And they just go to the biggest house.
Oh, it's a floating party. Yeah, they go to each party at the house.
Oh my God. I wouldn't been able to do it. I think.
I would have died so fast. Right away.
I would have hung out by the pool and like let everyone else like have their little kiki that, I don't know, that was insane. But it's probably how Hollywood parties are right now. Like, it's probably not too far
from post-COVID parties right now. Everyone's like,
I mean, because everyone was there. I feel like that crowd was a lot of like Hollywood people and like fashion people. And they were just like, there was even like a surgeon. It wasn't like a lady like talking about her plastic surgery.
Yes, with her plastic surgeon.
I was like,
there
were
so many crazy parts. It was so funny because like, well, the thing too that really ran the whole movie is that anytime a woman walked in, anything got disrupted. Like, you could say, we should call the cops. We're going to be wanted for murder. And then some lady walks in a bathing suit and they're like, boing, surprise. My plans have all changed every time. And that was probably very true of the 80s as well.
The bikinis were amazing. I mean, are you kidding?
I love seeing like a woman's butt actually jiggle. Like, we don't get that anymore.
Hello.
We don't get that. And I'm like, butts are movement, okay? It's fluid, okay? Fat moves around the body as we walk. It's beautiful. We don't get that these days.
Yeah, we're getting scammed by butts.
We are.
Days.
Number one. The first issue is we need more butts. We need more butts from the 80s.
Right. But also, like, I feel like it's so insane to see that poor white people have been scanning rich white people for the longest time. It didn't just happen with a Tinder swindler or the bad vegan.
Yeah.
Like, these boys supposedly were not, you know, they were not rich boys.
It's a tale as old as time.
They were hustlers, but they were not, you know, they were not Hamptons rich.
No.
And they fit right in.
They did.
They fit right in and they knew how to navigate the whole thing and get that life.
They did.
And it was really like, wow, y'all been faking this for a long time.
Oh, for years. My God, people do it in the courts. Those are my favorite scams. My favorite scams are like really old-timey scams that like reek of the Tinder swindler. And I'm like, human nature is so fucked. It's been doing this for so long.
I just want to fit in with the rich. I
want to. That's all they
want. And it's like, do you really want to die? Because it seems like death was just looking for these party people. In a way that it was so luxurious. It was a luxurious death.
It was luxurious. Everybody was like, God, Bernie, you have it all and you're not even speaking or breathing. And I wish I was you. I wish I didn't have to have use of my bowels either. Like, it would be so lovely.
Oh, no.
It was so disgusting.
I can't stand it. You know, what was really funny was when they were cleaning up the sand off of like the vacuum. And apparently he had a toupee. Yeah. And I'm like, shut up. Like, so are you kidding me? Like, you saw the cap, the bowl cap, the whole
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did it.
It was wrinkling in the back. And I'm like, you messed this up because now I can see the actual scam of the bowl cap.
The show. That's so funny. Yeah, it was so goofy. And it was like, it was like crazy popular, I feel like, when it came out. Like, wasn't Weekend and Bernie's a huge hit?
Why? But how? Why? Like, what was it? Like, what
just
was
can
it?
You, I guess it has to be that idea. Well, here, I think in the 80s, there was that huge uneven and like the dichotomy between like incredibly rich cokeheads and just like people starting out and their dream is to become an incredibly rich cokehead. Like,
yes. Yes.
That was there. That. And so I think it did sort of fill that want and need to be one of those horrible people, you know.
They felt seen. It made them feel seen.
They felt they wanted to kill their bosses too.
I think it's like the Miami Vice era too, right?
Yes. And these kind of like nobodies. Now, it's funny because on this side they feel so badly. They're like so upset that they're taking around this body. They're gonna get in trouble. And then they find out that Bernie is actually trying to kill them.
Oh my God.
But when they find the note and the ransom note and the ransom money, they don't destroy the note, Suni.
Hello? Hello?
What is happening? What kind of a con are you guys?
Fingerprints everywhere. I was freaking out with the fingerprints. I'm like, what are you doing?
Fingerprints over Bernie. Everything. Like their saliva's on him at this point. They're carrying him around, running around. And I'm like, they needed to burn that bag of cash. Like, it was so, it drove me crazy. I was like, they're
insane.
Not doing a good job at all.
They didn't care. They're like, we're going to give you this puppet and you're going to just concentrate on the puppet, and that's that. Like, nothing else matters. Like, literally, they put the note right back into the freaking... And put it and propped it on top of the table.
Just in case if you need it again, it's right there. No worries. I also think what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I thought that girl was so stupid. The one who liked him. This guy's been lying to you the whole time, honey. You need to move on. She's an idiot.
She knew.
Yeah, and she said they're all washing their hair at the same time.
But she has like 7 roommates, so I get it.
Yeah.
They got that part right. When you have so many roommates in New York City, you're just going to date whoever idiot comes first. And you're like, I'll make it work.
He doesn't live with his parents. And then it turns out he does. Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, that was, I did like her dress in the beginning, the date dress. I was like, that's so cute.
Oh, wow.
That was really cute.
Me too. Yeah. I know. I was like, ooh, that's a fun summer dress.
And it's so funny. The guy that was the nerdy guy, he did an okay job. But I was like, nowadays, he'd have to be so much prettier. Like, don't you think, like, in Hollywood nowadays, the guy who played the nerdy one.
The black hair?
The nervous one.
The blonde?
Yes,
the black hair.
He'd have to be so much prettier.
Right. I mean, but there is no Ross without this guy. It gave me Ross vibes.
Okay. You're right.
So I was like, he opened the door.
He did.
For Ross to be the guy that girls are going after. Wait, his name is not Ross. His name is David Schwimmer. But what I'm saying is like the
yes,
Ross from the Friends, the character.
It was sort of like, I mean, they were funny together. Like their sort of like odd coupledness and the goofiness. Like that was interesting. But I wanted more of Bernie's lifestyle. I wanted more of the mob lifestyle. That was the fun.
I know. I was like, where's his family? No one's going to miss him. Someone has to like, come on. That guy had to have at least 2 kids. Where are his kids?
A ton of kids. You waving that dick everywhere? Yeah,
yeah.
He's all over the place.
He was like in his late 50s.
Yeah, and I really wanted to see like what happened with the money laundering, like the $200 million. Like I wanted to know.
Yeah, where did that money go? Like I would love to, like, okay, you have your super luxurious house in the Hamptons, but like, I don't know, like someone needs to claim this guy. Like no one really.
Nobody did.
His mom and dad dead, really? Did. Like,
yeah. All dead. And then one of the young guys took his watch and was wearing his Rolex a bunch. I'm like, that has your DNA all over it now.
Didn't care.
That has your skin cells all over it.
Didn't care.
You guys are murderers. And then at the very end, no one thinks Bernie's dead. Still no one thinks Bernie's dead. Also, Bernie is an asshole. Like, he treats people like shit, like his gardeners and his people that are sleeping under his basement or some weird stuff. Like, so... The assassin, the paid, bad guy, comes back and shoots Bernie in the chest, and they still prop him up and enough that this poor bad guy is losing his mind and thinks that Bernie is still alive. And that was just my favorite character.
There were like gunshots all over him, like actual like holes on his shirt.
And people are like, Bernie, can you please focus? Will you give me some attention? He's like bleeding. The blood is dried already. And they're like, Bernie, stop with the stigmata, okay? Can you just talk to me face to face?
I can't get over the fact there's a Bernie, Weekends at Bernie's too. I can't get over it. Like, how, wow.
There is.
Like, it's
there
like a fun is. Movie to watch when you're high or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
And in the 80s when you didn't expect anything out of anything, I guess, when that was the vibe.
There's no way that movie is going to be any good. Like, is it good? It had to be a flaw. It had to be a flaw.
Okay, it did get it 4.8 out of 10 on IMDb, 10% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, I'll read the description. This is for Weekend at Bernie's 2. After witnessing the murder of their corrupt boss, Bernie Lomax, Larry and Richard are blamed for Bernie's embezzlement and fired. Desperate to find the stolen $2 million and clear their names, the pair learns the fortune was hidden in the Virgin Islands and travels there in pursuit. Meanwhile, Bernie's corpse is partially revived in a voodoo ceremony by gangsters also looking for the money.
What?
Well, that would be the only way you'd write it. It's like that's only the stupidest.
Oh my God, stop. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that's going to be pretty racist. I can already feel
that
it.
That is insane.
Some nonsense.
That is insane. Wow.
Here's a picture of them with Bernie's partially made corpse.
Oh my God. And he's still dead there. He's still dead.
Yeah, he's still dead, but some voodoo magic. That's the...
Wait, what is going on? Why do they have to do this to African traditional...
Wait, do you want me to play the trailer?
Oh my God.
Are you sure? Yep, that's him.
America's favorite stiff is back.
That's Bernie Lomax. I recognize that smirk anywhere.
But this corpse has a job to do.
I found this in Bernie's wallet. It's a key to a safety deposit box in St. Thomas. That's the $2 million that Lomax stole.
It's noted as a personal entry account.
What does it mean?
The only one who could get in is Bernie Lomax personally, and well, he's kind of dead right now.
We go back to the morgue, we get the body, we go to St. Thomas, we take Bernie to the bank.
So they're packing him up.
I think I'm gonna sit down, thanks.
Get in there!
And heading for the islands.
Whoa, downwind! Whoa, back out!
But they're about to discover...
Raise this man from the dead. He will lead you to where he has hidden the money.
That Bernie Lomax is more popular than ever.
Two guys, they're taking Bernie.
They just put a dead body in the bag as their carry-on.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Dumbest shit. And, you know, and they kept going. But, you know, and that's what Hollywood wants, Suni. That's what we have to write.
That's what we have to write. We have to write a dead puppet, human puppet.
Yeah.
That's literally
a dead human puppet.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is insane. I mean, good for that guy that didn't have to learn lines. He didn't have to learn lines.
Never. Not a single one.
But wow.
But yeah. But yeah, that's Weekend at Bernie's too. So what has to happen like 2 seconds later and they're like, okay, look, we've used this. We know this dead body so well now. Like it is like they've done the dance. It's muscle memory. You know, they're like, let's just keep dancing with this dead puppet.
Wow.
For years to come.
I'm surprised with all the regurgitating and all the reboots that are happening that Hollywood hasn't made a...
You should write it. Like... Wait, you could write it about the colonizers in Puerto Rico.
Oh, good. Could you
do it like... That's a perfect analogy of like, yeah, this is literally a dead person.
Oh, my God.
Let's fucking get it back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring back all of the caciques of the indigenous tribes in Puerto Rico that were killed. Just like, no, we're going to win this war.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
This is insane. I cannot.
I know.
But why?
Stuff like
oh my God. I'm like, why?
It's terrible. It's so funny because there's so much of it that's just so dumb. And I love physical comedy. Like that, I think physical comedy is like the funniest, but this is just like, of course, it's physical comedy at the expense of like a woman, multiple women having sex with a dead man.
Oh my
like,
God.
It's the most disgusting type of physical comedy. But yeah.
Oh, my God. And that was, wow. Like, did those actors do anything else after this?
Yes. They're kind of famous now.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's like kind of like, you remember that movie like Half Baked? Is it? No, not Half Baked. The White Castle movie. Harold and Kumar.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me like some Harold and Kumar vibes, but Harold and Kumar were better actors, definitely. And I guess they had a career after. But I'm like, did these guys get a career out of this?
Andrew McCarthy did because he was in St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink. He was famous before. And he was ranked number 40 on 100 greatest teen stars of all time. And
he was the worst actor. He was the other guy was a better actor than he was for me.
Young guy, yeah, it's Jonathan Silverman.
He was a little better. But the other one was just like, buddy.
Well, Jonathan Silverman's been in a bunch of like goofy things.
Really?
Girls just want to have fun. What is it? Little Big League, The Hungover Games, The Odd Couple 2.
Oh, I said Odd Couple. Okay.
Dirty Movie, For Richer, For Poorer. I don't know any of these. It's all 80s. They seem like they're big like 80s hotshots. Well, let's see what Bernie's doing. Bernie's terrific. He was he studied in the Actor's Studio.
Oh my God, I love him already.
I do too.
Oh my God.
Wait, let me show you. He studied with Lee Strasberg.
Please tell me he's alive. Is he alive?
Yes.
Okay.
He's 82 years old.
I'm very glad to find out that Bernie is alive.
Me too. He's from New Jersey.
Shut up.
I thought he was like a French clown. Like I really thought like he was like very highly trained.
Shut up. We got talent in New York. We got talent.
I know we do.
And New Jersey too.
Oh, he founded an acting school in Austin, Texas in 2013.
Ooh.
The Actors Arena, which closed in 2016.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. I was about to move.
All right. Well.
I was about to move.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to know why a theater closes. That always makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, did something happen?
Oh, no. Hey, another scam story.
Another scam story. Yeah.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Oh, what a joy. What a crazy fucked up movie. So guys, yeah. Do you recommend people watching it?
I mean, if
you have to be on drugs.
You have to be on drugs. You have to be on drugs. You have to be, I don't know, distracted by other three things happening around you, either music or more TVs on.
Yeah, cleaning, doing dishes.
Cleaning, right. Something else.
Because a bang will happen, a noise will happen, and you can come back and see somebody fall, and that's funny. And then the rest of it is like, you don't need to be listening to any of the other dialogue.
Oh, right. Like when I was watching it, it just made me also think about how big the setups were in the movies in the 80s. Yeah. Like you had like a whole half hour of setting up things.
Yes.
Every single detail and milking, you know, every single scene and just to make sure that you get the... What's the point of this? So when we get to the climax, you're with us. And I don't know, like nowadays
no.
Like you're this is it. And then we're by the time we get to the climax, we're like, okay.
We have like three climaxes.
Yeah.
Or like fight scenes. Also in like movies now, it's like you're going to get everything you need from a letter that the main character reads out loud very quickly.
Oh my God.
Or a text she sends her mom.
That's so funny. Yeah.
She's like, Mom, I'm a divorced widow for 5 years now. Okay, give me a break. I know I'm overqualified and anal retentive, but I need someone who likes me and gets me and teaches me to relax. And that's it. That's all you get.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it. All of the seeds they planted, like I knew about the recording machine because I heard it when he picked it up. And I was like, all right. Like I was expecting things to go the way that they went.
But it was fulfilling, yeah.
Right, but there's no justification. Like, yeah, you set it up, but where's this justification? No. The science doesn't add up.
I just really wanted these boys to get into lots of trouble, and they never did.
They never did. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. how did they? The whole time I was like, oh. But
that's maybe the most realistic part of the whole thing. That's like the most realistic part.
White boys will get away. White boys will get away. But also, like, the mob didn't get only that hunt, the hitman, but the mob, like, was like, whatever, we don't have anything to do with this.
Yeah, I was like, that girl's getting killed. Like, the mob's girlfriend girl is getting killed, right? Maybe that was cut out because they were like, that's too dark. We can have a dead man hanging around and, like, fucking women, but we can't have her get killed. That's pushing the bar.
It was so insane. It was so insane.
It was so insane.
Listen, if you don't have anything else to do and you're, like, again, doing another five things, watch. But if you want to waste an hour and 40 minutes of your life, then don't.
Don't watch. You've already listened to this great episode. You don't need to watch. Oh my God. Sydney, this is so funny. Is there anything else you want to chat about? Any other scams in your life? But I have held you for a very long time.
Oh my God. I think the IRS is the biggest scam that I have in mind right now. You know, we just filed taxes and it was just like, what are we doing? Like, why?
I know.
Why are you getting all of my money, and why, even though it was my money from the beginning, like, of course, the unemployment, like, was a huge part where I was able to pay rent. The unemployment, pandemic relief that they sent, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this was very helpful. But now they want it all back, or they want to get, like, a big chunk of it. But you took it from me already. Why? I don't know. I want someone to go after the IRS because they're the biggest scam.
Yeah, of course.
They get half of our paychecks, and then they make us prove to them that is our money. And then if we mess up, they won't give it back to us. But is my money. Like, you already took it away from me.
Yeah, they said at one point I didn't even make enough to qualify for unemployment. And I was like, well, exactly. But that there's so many people.
Another reason why you need to pay me, because I didn't make enough.
Yeah.
Again,
you don't make anything.
It's like, where you have all this money you have taken away from us year after year. And from us, I mean the working people, because rich people are not paying taxes. They have all of these loopholes and all of these freaking, you know.
See, I want to learn all about those loopholes, but I don't trust the loopholes because I feel like they'll work for somebody who has, like, big tax lawyers or something. And so if I try to do a loophole.
Yeah, you have to be rich. Come after me. Only rich people get this. They get it. Like, you know, Elon Musk didn't pay any taxes. Like, are you kidding me? Bezos didn't pay any taxes. And they have all of the money in the world to actually.
He's in space. He doesn't have time.
He doesn't have time. So that's my problem. Like, the IRS comes after us working people or poor people, but they don't go after all of these millionaires and their loopholes and their tax lawyers and accountants that make them believe. The biggest scam. They make them believe that these rich people didn't make any money. All of their businesses have losses. These are all.
That's insane.
Excuse me. They own the world and you're literally believing they have no money to pay.
I know. Well, it's funny. The tax lawyer was like, you've lost money last year and this year. You can only have one more year of losing money in your business. Like, in myself as a human being, as my business, like, as an actor. And I was like, well, newsflash, I'm probably going to lose money for a couple years, baby. And so she goes, and then they're going to start looking at your finances. And I'm like, let them look. There's just sadness.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to see?
Yeah. Every time they ask me, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, performing artist. They're like, are you sure? Like, I feel like they don't believe. I tried to find the category for, like, comedian, actor. It doesn't exist.
Oh, no. That doesn't exist. You're just like a street artist comes up before comedian.
Yeah, you mean you teach art? No, I don't know how to draw.
You blow balloon bubbles? Yeah.
I'm like, no. Oh, graffiti. No. You draw. No, there's no, I do not know how to paint. I'm an artist. No. That's funny. But
it's like basket weaving comes up before, like, a comedic performer. Like, you know what? Fine. I fucking basket weave. All right. I made no money this year because it sucks.
And I am so upset because now the IRS is coming after Venmo. Like, all of the, like, if we get tips or, you know.
Yes.
And now they want to take our Venmos away from us, too. And it's like, are you freaking kidding me? That's the only thing I had. Friends that were donating for a cause. Now you want a piece of that. Like, my, you know what I mean?
Yes, they do. I it's so funny. When Venmo came out, I was like, in 2 minutes, they're, I was just like, as soon as they get their act together, they're going to start taxing Venmo. Like nothing here. They just have to find a way to take money from whomever they can.
But again, down here, working and poor people, because all those big transactions, they get lost. You know, all of those big transactions.
I would love to lose all my transactions.
The big transactions for the rich, like they get lost unless they have two guys that discover that you were money laundering $2 million. But they get no one is going to ever find out. And if they find out, then you get a hit on your back. And then somehow Bernie is the only one that dies.
You know, and Bernie's really thriving in the afterlife. Like I'll say, like Bernie is succeeding in the afterlife. His afterlife is better than my present. I mean, he has no love and no sex, so not that good. But he's really financially stable in this dead
experience.
You
don't have to worry about money. You don't have to launder money, worry about money. Like
that's the message. Like die and you won't have to worry about money.
That's exactly the message.
Or moving your body or anything.
Yeah.
Someone will drag your body. When they drag that body behind a boat,
I cannot.
I was like, that is insane. Also, his face would have been ripped
his
off.
Head.
Like, are we?
His head. I always think it was like his head had to be cracked open several times.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, there are worms in this person and you're having sex with it. Like, what is happening?
I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
I know.
It's so sad that women cannot tell between a dead dick and an alive dick.
That was so, I was like, I bet that is this woman's experience. Like, she was so drunk. I was like, I believe it. But I don't think she really had sex. I think she just like kissed on him and then was like, you're so sleepy. And then came down and then acted like she had sex. Cause that's probably more believable.
No, the guy that had the binoculars is the one that acted that they did. Cause he was like, what is she doing?
Oh yeah. So Bernie's having a secret affair with the mob boss's wife in front of many open windows. Like he's constantly in front of an open window. He's constantly, blinds are pulled. Everyone can see him. He's making out with her right next to the mob boss outside the restaurant. He's making out dead, but he's in his huge like mansion with like the windows pulled up. He's plenty comfortable hooking up with this lady.
Unbelievable. She's like, a little scotch at the end. Like when she comes downstairs, can I have a little scotch? And then she sips that scotch like it was iced tea. And I'm like, wow.
I know. I want that roll. Give me that roll. Give me any roll. I'll take it.
I love the 80s makeup too. Like,
I'll take the necrophiliac.
Ew.
Oh yeah, her makeup was great. Her makeup was great.
I was like, look at this 80s makeup. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Just remember the guy that looks like Ross with the black hair. After that, the first night when he like falls asleep in that, looks like a automan of some sort.
Yes. Yeah,
he wakes up and the lighting designer for this movie in that part had a life crisis or something happened because they come out from like the nighttime and then they come from like, oh, it's like noon. And they painted a beard on this guy.
Oh, yes.
And it looked like they just forgot how to do lighting and makeup for that.
Yeah, they just did like, it's like a splatter paint on his face.
He looked like a clown. He had eyeliner. Yeah. He had lipstick, red lipstick, but still like, he was like acting as himself. It wasn't like he just went through a change.
And, no, he didn't dress up purposefully as a clown.
Right. And then they painted his beard. It was like this like black shadow. So and I'm like, why are we trying to...
Yeah, everything else was done so realistically, guys. You really nailed a dead body, and yet you can't put a beard on this child. They should have figured that out. They really should have figured it out.
I was like, why?
Bernie's never looked better. He looks so relaxed. I love, too, that they were always putting sunglasses on him because nobody could put his eyeballs down.
Right.
They never, like, put his eyes down because he died with his eyes open. So they're constantly finding sunglasses to put on him.
I cannot.
Which is also
Is
ridiculous.
That true, though? Like, do you really, like, when you die, like, someone has to do that?
I think I've seen that in like
movies.
Murder movies. Yeah. I have no idea. Thank God. I have no idea. I've never had to do that myself. I probably couldn't talk about Weekend at Bernie's. I'd be like, it's too close.
Right. No,
it's too close to home.
No. Listen, I'll believe the eyelid thing on Law and Order before I believe that no one noticed that Bernie was dead.
Dead.
Like, was no, dead. Girl, I'm done.
Yeah. And I'm sure it was supposed to be like a comment on, you know, the upper WASPy classes, a comment on like people are so rich, they don't care, they don't value anyone, they just use them for their money and stuff like that. But with all that comment, they also commented that women are just dumb as hell and useless. That was like the other comment. Like, I couldn't look at this as in like, yeah, like, damn the rich man. It was like, but this creator is also saying like the most degrading thing about women ever. So
yeah,
it's not, I don't care about them.
Yeah, yeah. He probably felt so good about himself because he's like, no, yeah, no, look.
I'm raising a veil on this.
Right. The reason why they're not calling the police is because a woman comes and distracts them. And the women are saving them from being arrested. So women, yay.
And vaginas can just make you do anything, man. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Rich, young vaginas are disgusting. It's disgusting. I hated it. I hated it. But that was also what all the 80s were. So everyone's like, you know what? Print it. Save it.
I wonder if the person who wrote it was really a Hamptons baby, rich, white guy that was completely freaking, that was completely spoiled.
This was in 1989.
It doesn't show any 90s symptoms. It doesn't have any 90s, like, I'm like, oh, that's a little bit 90s. It's all 80s. Maybe it came out in 89, but they made it in 85. I don't know.
Okay, he is Robert Klein. He is born in 1941. And yes, he is white. And he also did Weekend at Bernice, too.
Of course.
He also did National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, this looks like a Chevy Chase guy. Definitely looks like
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Chevy Chase is like, no, thanks. I don't want to break my back on this. You can do it with somebody else.
But that makes sense that he did Chevy Chase's, because Chevy Chase movies in that around that time had that same feeling of like, same I don't physical. Believe this. Someone fell off the roof and they're still alive. How?
But it's funny.
Right.
Which I do like.
Yeah, same thing with like Home Alone. It's like all of those writers were like, death is...
Yeah, he got speared in the forehead, but he's still running around killing this other child. Don't worry, Kevin McAllister is still in danger. This person has burned the soles of his hands and feet. Like,
I can't,
it's okay.
I can't stand it. They had no fear of death back then, apparently. I don't know. It's just, listen, whatever.
That's what we should write about, Suni. That's the new thing.
We have to.
You just need to write a Weekend at Bernie's 3. Throw some voodoo in there. Just be completely insensitive to all kinds of culture. And you've got it.
You know, when I was younger, like, again, because I saw an excerpt of it maybe when I was like, I don't know, 7, 10, 12, I don't even know. I was very young. And what I always thought this movie was about, it was a Weekend at Bernie Man. My entire life until I watched this movie last night, I was like, oh, they're a Bernie. So I thought it was that they were a Bernie Man. Oh,
Burning Man.
Like Burning Man was like, I was like, oh, Bernie. Bernie. Man. His name is Bernie. Oh.
Oh, Bernie Man is, yeah, and he's not burning. It's Bernie Man. And also, yeah, it's just like a big like Coachella where everyone's wasted.
Yeah, I had no idea that the guy that was dead was named Bernie.
Oh my God.
Until so that was a fun scam to find out.
I'm so glad that you got to discover that with me for this podcast. It's very important. Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, Suni, you're amazing. You're so funny.
Shut up. You are.
I love you.
OMG.
You are. Share your Instagram title and Twitter title and TikTok so people can follow you because you're so fucking funny.
Oh, thank you. So on Twitter, I'm Suni Reyes. On Instagram, I'm Sunny Reyes.
I love
and
it.
On TikTok, I'm Comedy for the People because like the people need to laugh. Like,
but the people need it.
The people is us. The people is not people at the Hamptons. The people is...
No, the live ones.
Yeah.
Okay. People that are aware.
Yeah, people that are aware and awake and breathing and
paying taxes.
Paying taxes. That's exactly. I do comedy for tax paying people.
That's amazing. That's actually the best. That should be your byline.
I hope Hollywood likes that at some point and they're like, you know what?
We can't relate, but let's try.
That's exactly the problem.
Don't worry, Cindy. That'll be the new thing. Now they're like, okay, we tried diversity. Now let's try people that pay taxes, okay, and live within a budget. That's a new diverse angle. Budgeting. Print it. Make it. Give me 5 sitcoms, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I can't. Thank you so much. This was a very needed medicine. I need it.
Me too.
New York has been rough. We had the longest winter.
Oof.
The seasonal affective disorder came full force. And
oh, for sure.
It was horrendous.
My therapist is like, I think you need more meds. I was like, I do. I need. You are correct.
I was, wow. Yesterday,
how high
I was.
Can we go?
Right. Yesterday, when I saw the sun and that like kind of high 60s, I just was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much.
God, yeah.
I needed it. I so this was also medicine. Like, okay.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Well, I'll do it all the time. I want you here all the time. We'll do another one. We can do Weekend at Bernie's too, and then we can see how.
No, don't make
that
me.
Extremely problematic. Extremely problematic.
I will literally give an entire 101 course on African traditional religions so that people stop believing what they see on TV about
you
voodoo.
You should. You know, it's one of those TikTok things where if you you do something like you make fun of something and you record like each one is 20 seconds, but then you have like 45 of them and someone's like, well, you're viral. Yeah. Okay.
It's crazy.
For the wrong reasons.
Crazy. For the wrong reasons. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But you're brilliant.
Thank you. You too.
I love you so much.
Thank you for
and
having
give Eric
me.
Give Eric a hug for me.
I know. He's like waiting in the living room like, what's going on? Let's go outside.
ScamWow Podcast Season 2 is produced and edited by me, Caitlin Brodnick, produced and edited by Caitlin Moldenhauer, and edited by Jesse Caron. We are part of the More Banana Podcast Network, which is an all-female owned and run network for women's voices uninterrupted. If you love us, the best thing you can do is rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It will help us tremendously. Thank you guys so much for listening, all of your support. We're so happy to have you here, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.